like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time. Maybe one of the longest, if not the most awkward titles for a movie.
It's always funny when they have a long title and then they try and figure out what their social marketing hashtags are going to be.
This is three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Well, this woman, played by Frances McDormand, as her daughter was murdered, and there's no traction at all in the investigation, so she takes three billboards up on this lonely highway near her house. It basically accuses the sheriff's department of not doing enough, and by putting up these billboards, it causes a big feud between her and the police and the other people in town, and it steamrolls into kind of some bizarre situations.
Oh, but Kevin, this has to be the darkest comedy of the year.
It is. Well, you know, a lot of people are comparing it to the Coen brothers.
Yes.
The style, it is dark. It deals with unpleasant situations,
yes,
but it also has some very funny moments found just in the strange humdrummery of small town life.
I think Fargo and Raising Arizona, too,
yeah,
that would be influences on this. Absolutely. It's Martin McDonagh, who did In Bruges, one of my favorites.
A much shorter title with the name of a city.
Kind of dark.
Well, yeah, he's not a happy-go-lucky guy.
In this film, the rape murder of Frances McDormand's daughter.
Yeah.
It's almost like a MacGuffin.
That's not what it's about.
right.
Even though that's what it's about.
And McDormand is a bit like Marge Gunderson.
Marge Gunderson sort of had a loss of innocence in Fargo.
Woody Harrelson as the sheriff.
He's really good. He's having a great year.
Yes.
You know, because he had War of the Planet of the Apes. One of the things this movie does is it sets itself up to be something and then it doesn't turn out to be that.
Exactly. Every turn, practically.
Yeah, I mean, you expect it to be then just this all-out war with the police, and you expect the chief of police to be this racist, bigoted, power-hungry, crazy man. And really, he's not. He's just trying to do his job.
He doesn't have any evidence. Where the problems lie are in his staff.
Yeah.
Who are stereotypical crackers, and probably a nomination for Sam Rockwell as the deputy sheriff.
I can see that.
Wow.
I can see, I'm pretty sure that.
And Rockwell plays a kind of almost demented deputy sheriff, bigot.
He's very much a stereotype.
Yes.
When you start, but again, he goes in a totally different direction.
And wonderful, isn't it? I mean, the characterization, even for her.
Yeah.
The arc for them, by the time they end up kind of working together at the end of the film, is a long way from the beginning where they're antagonists.
Well, and like I said, it's not about this crime, and it's not even about solving the crime. It's about her processing her grief and how she does it. And it's also about, you know, the other people in the town processing their grief of something horrible that happened.
Yes.
In particular, Woody Harrelson's character in trying to figure out what to do. I mean, it's as much his burden as it is hers. And I think that's got a real nuance that I think would be lost normally in a regular film.
And I guess in part, for me, the fascination is the small town life. I've lived in a small town, New England, for 7 years. So I have an idea of what small town life is. And there are no secrets in a small town.
Yeah.
And there are connections all over the place. You're going to have a few beers together.
And sort of like the norms of, you know, like you go in Columbus, there's certain things that if a person in authority were to do something in a big city like Columbus, there's processes and taboos that you can't do.
Right.
Whereas you're not just dealing with the authorities, you're dealing with your neighbors. And you're dealing with people who went to school.
Yes.
And that kind of thing. And that makes the dynamic of the town and the people very different.
And it has its bizarre moments. Peter Dinklage playing pool and going after McDormand is just wonderful.
Because he was in Bruges. Feels like he's thrown in just because he's worked with the guy before.
Well, and too, they have the nerve to call him a midget and play on that motif that's so un-PC.
Yeah. That's kind of the point, is that we're in the South. We're still dealing with some of the social issues that are going on today. And those are, and they bring them up, you know, unfiltered in this movie.
Kevin Carr, three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it an A.
I'm going to give it an A. It's one of my absolute favorites of the year.
I haven't made my list yet, so we'll see. The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.